When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1106, Gratitude Comes from Noticing Your Life, Not from Thinking About It, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs or articles every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. Now, today's article is from Raptitude, a great blog, and he's done a lot of experiments and writes about the results. Definitely check it out. He also has a mindfulness course called Camp Calm that I recommend. That's at campcalm.com. I'll give you a reminder about that at the end. So for now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Gratitude comes from noticing your life, not from thinking about it, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. Every gratitude exercise I've ever done asks you to think about what you have to be grateful for. In other words, you brainstorm reasons you ought to feel grateful, whether or not you do. You've probably done one of these before, writing 5 things you're grateful for every night, recalling past good luck during difficult moments, or trying to remember, as often as possible, your privileges and advantages in life. These exercises might be worthwhile on some level, but most of the time they don't create much of a real-time felt sense of gratitude. They just remind you of certain encouraging rote facts. On paper, your situation is pretty good. Many parts of your life would be enviable to others. Things could be worse. As you might have noticed, simply making the case to ourselves that we have reasons to feel grateful doesn't necessarily make us feel grateful. Gratitude, when we do genuinely feel it, arises from experiences we are currently having, not from evaluating our lives in our heads. When you feel lonely, for example, simply remembering that you have friends is a dull, nominal comfort compared to how wonderful it feels when one of those friends calls you out of the blue. Reflecting on the good fortune of having a fixed address is nice, but stepping inside your front door after a cold and rainy walk home is sublime. The experience, not the idea, is what matters. So if you want to feel grateful, forget the thinking exercises. Look for your good fortune not in some abstract assessment of your life situation, but in your experience right in this moment. What can you see, feel, hear, or sense right here in the present that's helpful, pleasant, or beautiful? There's always something anytime you look. Any interesting sensory experience or pleasant feeling will do. The warmth of a space heater, the cat on your lap, the play of sunlight on the table. That's the other important part. We don't need to reserve our gratitude for the big lifetime scale conditions such as health, economic class, or loved ones. In every moment, regardless of your problems, your experience is being improved and beautified by all sorts of small, often haphazard pleasures. The color of the sky, the embrace of this sweater, the protective shelter of this building, the peacefulness of this neighborhood, the taste of this coffee, the softness of this chair, the chirping of these birds, and the alertness of your mind right now. Of course, all the abstract, big picture life conditions have their own corresponding present moment pleasures, and they are what matter. Consider the world of difference between trying to appreciate the notion that you aren't homeless and appreciating the real-time experience of getting into bed in your own bedroom. That's where your good fortune truly resides, in your experiences, not your thoughts. Cultivating gratitude this way creates a completely different relationship to the good in your life than simply revisiting in your mind the logical reasons you ought to feel grateful. You'll appreciate so much more of every day, even bad days, when you look for the small pleasures of present moment experience instead. A As I pour my coffee, steam billows out into the sunlight, creating a luminous, three-dimensional plume that would please anybody as long as they were paying attention. When we seek our gratitude only by thinking and remembering, something as obscure as the beauty of sunlight passing through steam would never occur to us. This sort of spontaneous gratitude is a natural side effect of any mindfulness practice because of the emphasis on noticing present moment experience, but it's well worth practicing on its own. It's so simple. At any moment, you can ask yourself, what is happening here and now that's pleasant, beautiful, or helpful? Don't just identify it. Find the experience itself, the actual sight, sound, or feeling, and enjoy it. For me, at this moment, it's wonderful that I have this warm drink. This hoodie feels great on my shoulders. This laptop is so quick and doesn't lag like the old one. The sky is pale and picturesque. My houseplants are doing well. This chair is comfortable. My neighbor is singing downstairs. I'm enjoying all of these details despite every unresolved big picture problem I have. My list of tiny pleasures might not sound so thrilling to you, and that's fine. Again, it doesn't matter how it feels to think about it. This practice creates many private experiences of gratitude you couldn't easily explain to another person. I love the little triangle of sun in the corner of the table, how it's almost equilateral by chance. I love the youthful green stem of my geranium and its fuzz of infinitesimal white hairs. The pleasure of these sights is already mine. I don't need to convince myself that they constitute a good reason to be grateful, and certainly no one else needs to understand. Those pleasant little details may be small, but they're not insignificant. They contribute to your well-being, and well-being is all that matters ultimately. Every moment contains so many pleasant, helpful, or beautiful details, most of which we didn't earn, aren't entitled to, and may not be there next time we look. The shine of this bank's polished floor, the solidity of this vehicle, the way the last of the water disappears down the sink. Then when you bring the same grateful awareness to the truly consequential conditions of your life, the steaming dinner in front of you, the warmth and safety of this kitchen, the presence of your loved ones around this very table right in this moment, the heart overflows with thankfulness. You just listened to the post titled, Gratitude Comes from Noticing Your Life, Not from Thinking About It, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. Great post. It's actually adapted from one of the daily lessons in his mindfulness course called Camp Calm. Definitely check that out. That's at campcalm.com. That'd be a great way to show your support. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day. Happy Friday. A long weekend possibly for you, but also be working. So I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.